There's a new poll out today from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist that says most Americans who celebrate Thanksgiving are dreading political talk around the dinner table. The poll also asked people about President Trump's job performance, civility in American politics, the pending tax overhaul in Congress, and workplace sexual harassment. NPR reporter Jessica Taylor is with us now. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Peter.
58% of Americans are dreading talking politics at Thanksgiving. What else did the numbers tell us about that?
It's pretty across the board for people of all political stripes that are really sort of dreading this talk of politics, which isn't surprising with the polarized environment that we have now. But it is a little bit more for Democrats. Two-thirds of Democrats said that they don't want to talk politics with their relatives and friends and family. Only about half of Republicans said that. And overall, only 31% said that they were eager to broach this topic of conversation as they're talking over turkey and stuffing.
And it was actually worse than last year, right?
That's right. We had a CNN poll that we could compare it to. About 53% last year said that this was something they were dreading. So it does show us that this level of discourse and civility has certainly permeated even families over the past year.
Okay, so it may be a challenging Thanksgiving holiday, but the poll also asked people to rate the president's job performance. How did President Trump do?
He only has a job approval in this poll of 39%, and I was talking to our pollsters there at Marist, and over the past 11 times that they've asked this over the past year, he's been pretty steady in between 35 and 39%. And the bottom line is these are not good numbers, especially for a president in his first year. Typically, you see a president sort of getting a honeymoon period. Mm-hmm. President Trump has not had that. These people that are approving of him are essentially his base, which has remained strong with him, but he has not been able to expand that over the past year.
Also, news has been coming in over the past day about sexual harassment accusations, new ones against TV host Charlie Rose, New York Times journalist Glenn Thrush, Michigan Congressman John Conyers. This is something that the poll asked about, the topic in general, very timely. What are Americans thinking about that?
Well, we asked people if they had been victims of sexual harassment in their workplace. One in three women said that they had been. One in five overall, including men, said that they had been. And older women were more likely to say that they had been victims of this. But overall, people did think that their workplaces were actually taking this seriously. 88% said that they believed that if they made complaints to their HR department or otherwise, that they believed that they would be taken seriously.
Finally, and we talked a little bit about this before, the poll results show that 67% of adults believe the tone and level of civility in Washington has declined since Donald Trump was elected president. Americans, though, are more optimistic about the discourse in their communities. So it's kind of interesting. If you look at it maybe from a more local level, people are feeling okay about things. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're talking with your neighbors or something or people that you maybe associate with, they're more likely to sort of have the same political views that you are, too. And so if you're talking maybe about local issues, a bridge or some sort of local funding issue, there seems to be, you know, more ability to sort of find things and come together. But I think people that, you know, aren't in the D.C. bubble that we are here, where I am in Washington, they're very frustrated, I think, with their representatives. And when they broach those national issues, that's where I think we see a lot of difference. And especially as we see people, again, bringing it back to Thanksgiving, that is where I think you do get a lot of different generations, a lot of different people coming together. And that's where I think sometimes the talk can turn a little testy.
All right. NPR's Jessica Taylor talking to us about this new NPR poll. 58% of Americans who are celebrating Thanksgiving dread talking about politics. Jess, thank you very much.
Thank you.